Sechtes Shvuos Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. So we're continuing explaining the different cases of the first Mishnah in the Perek, where the Mishnah explained that certain people are Nishba V'Neitel. They swear and they take their money. Even though Midayrais, it's always Nishba V'Nifter. There are cases where you're Nishba V'Neitel. One of those cases is Hanechbal, someone who claims that he was damaged. So what's the case? Hanechbal Ketzan. What's the case of a person who is damaged that collects with a Shvuah? You have witnesses that testified a person go into someone's house and he went in whole and then he comes out injured. And the person claims that the homeowner damaged him. He says, I did not. Rather, you injured yourself. Over here, he swears and he gets to take because it looks very likely that the person injured him. So therefore, they made a takana. The Chum said that you could collect with a shvur. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, again, Rabbi Yehuda argues, same argument. He has to admit, the one who is being claimed against has to admit partially. He says, you injured me two injuries. I only gave you one injury. Since he was Maida B'Miktsas, over here, the one who got damaged gets to swear and collect his money. Mishnah Vav. So the last thing we spoke about was Shekenegdai Chashad Al Ashvua, meaning if the person who's supposed to make the Shvua in order to patter himself for the money, he's unable to because he is a Chashad. There's something about him that makes him not worthy, he's not trustworthy to swear. So then we switch it on to the person claiming for the money and he gets his money. So what's the case? Shekenegdai Chashad Al Ashvua Ketzen. Achas Shvua Se'edos. Whether we're talking about a shvuah of edus for testimony, v'achas shvuas ha'pikadim, or a shvuah of someone denying that he has pikadim, v'afila shvuas shav, or even a shvuah in vain. So, for whatever reason he made a false shvuah in any of these cases, so we no longer trust his shvuah, and therefore he can't make a shvuah. We switch it on to the other person. Let's say one of them was a person who plays dice. He's Masachi B'Kovia, he plays dice for money. Umav Ribis, he lends money B'Ribis. Africh Yainim, he raises pigeons for money. Seichare Shvias, he does business with Shvias fruits. So, Shekenegde Nishba B'Naitel. All of these cases, he's not trusted, and therefore the person who is collecting gets to make the Shvua and collects. Hayushnein Chashudin, what do you do if they're both Chashud? Neither one can make a Shvua. Is Chazra Shvulim Kaima? The oath goes back to its original place, meaning the shvuah goes back to one who was originally supposed to make it. And since he's unable to do so, he has to pay. He can't pay, he can't swear, because he's not trusted, so therefore he has to pay. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Rameir says, since they're both chashud, we split it in half. Have a good day.